Blog Talk Radio.
We already bought the house. Let's put that on hold. Yeah, I'm right there.
Anyway,
that's
time. Moonshine Bandits. They're coming on our show. We have, I'm not going to tell you yet.
Well, you just did. Man, you are not good. Man, you must suck at Christmas for holding, I'm not going to tell you what's in the box, but I will. You know, what the frick? Oh, you really?
They're killing me. I'll tell you this. They're fans of the show. They were on the show I think 3 years ago. And they are super guys.
I didn't know that.
I can't believe they actually like our show. So anyway, I'm not going to.
Why wouldn't they? I'm here. I mean, come on, man. It's not you. It's all about me.
Yeah,
it's all about me.
I hate to admit it. You're part of it. But anyway, they. I'm not going to tell any more. All I can say is we have a potential date with the Moonshine Bandits, and it's going to be effing unbelievable if this all happens. Anyway. welcome to the show.
Yes.
You know, I'm excited about that, but
You're probably supporting Wood right now, and I don't want to think about that. That I can't scratch my eye. My eyes.
My eyes. Anyway, we have a great show. We have Melinda Poletta, and I spelled her name wrong. I spelled her name wrong on our promo.
Yeah,
so Melinda,
I didn't know. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
Below the Manson-Nixon line,
they don't know how to spell too good. We've already been over this.
I spelled it with too many E's, and then I actually had polenta, which isn't polenta something you eat?
Polenta. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And then what's the afterbirth called?
You're pissing off the wrong woman.
I know. Anyway, I spelled her name wrong. What is the afterbirth called? That's called something like that.
The placenta, oh my lord.
And I have had a little bit to drink tonight, but hey, last week was a great show because I drank a lot.
You were hammered, John.
I was hammered last week.
Yes, you were. Right, anyway. I was more sober, which is unusual.
Melinda Poletta, the butcher's daughter, will be joining us. And then at the last moment, I received email from William Horn, which you gave him the great name, William the Porn. He is joining us.
The Horn of Porn, yes.
The Horn of Porn. He will be joining us this afternoon and this evening. And all I can tell you is William used to be in the porn industry. He has stories that we could probably go till midnight tonight with all his stories, but he's going to be joining us after our first guest. So,
well, like I said on Facebook, you got the butcher's daughter meets the Horn of Porn. This is like a snuff film, in the making. This is bad, dude.
it is. But before we go to our guest, we have to always find out what DEF CON is doing and what Mr. DEF Conversation John Dilley is up to, because he has such a boring life. So
I do.
For John.
Ah, yes, the music. Oh, music to my ears. Yeah, we're boring. I'm doing nothing. I bought a freaking house. I'm moving into a freaking house. But I can't move in yet because we got the electricians, the plumbers, electricians, plumbers, carpenters. Oh God, the HVAC guys, you name it. It's a shit show at my house right now. There's hot and cold running people. It probably looks like a meth house with all the people coming in and out of it. But hey, we're gonna be moving in less than a month, so that kind of this is what has to happen. And I've been feeding my bunny a little pallet. I'll be putting up a great video of her tonight on Nugget Von Beelzebunny's Facebook page. She's the one-eyed rabbit. Who's pallet, who I've seen since birth. I feed her every night. She runs right up to me. I know not to touch her. Do not want to break the wild. She lost an eye a few months back. I feed my little bunny every day, the little wild rabbit, and she runs right up to me every night. So, and she's standing right. I'm looking at her eating as we speak, about 3 feet away.
Well,
so there you go.
Okay, so what's going to happen to pallet, and what's the other one called, trailer hitch or whatever the other one's called? What is going to happen?
There was Link, because we were very simple with names. Pallet was because she was seen in the back. We have a bunch of pallets from past deliveries.
Yeah.
We saw her by the pallet. Pallets.
Yeah.
Like pallet. Her brother, Link, was seen near the chain link fence, and then there was Hitch,
yeah,
who was seen near the trailer hitch of
hitch.
the trailer.
Trailer hitch, that's right. So what's going
right
to happen?
Well, pallet has one
daddy
eye,
daddy
and a one-eyed rabbit does not fare very well in the world. So as soon as we move, she will probably be offed by something, because we give her shelter and food as of now. But we cannot take her to the new place, which I'd be more than happy to do. But you put her in a new place with one eye, she's not going to know shit about the area and going to get killed even quicker. So
you are just the bunny whisperer, I swear. It's just
I am the bunny whisperer. Thank you very much.
Is anything going on with DEF CON sauces that you want
to
share?
Yeah, we actually, yeah. You know what's cool?
Wait,
I have not slept. I have not slept since last night. My last sleep was at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. I have not slept. Yes, I am awake. This is wonderful. I am punch drunk. This is going to be a very good show. I only got about 4 beers in me, and this is awesome. I feel like I've had a 30-pack. so this is going to be a very good show. But I do love the music. I do think even really. We will be at the Chatham Farmers Market tomorrow in Chatham Train Station in New Jersey on the Morrison Essex Line from 8 to 1. It's going to pour out. So, hey, come on. Bring your slicker. Look at Gordon's Fisherman. Come buy my shit. There you go.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Well, I got nothing to really tell. I went to Subway today, and I
You go to dead people's houses and buy the stuff that they don't know they lost because they're dead.
I did go to the auction preview, and there's a lot of good shit there. So I can't.
Creepy dude, man. I'll tell you what. You buy dead people's stuff all the time.
Yeah, but have you ever seen a U-Haul following a hearse? Let me ask you. I mean, one man's junk, another man's junk. If you never see a U-Haul following a hearse.
Well, I've seen a whisper chipper following a hearse. I think that's much more interesting. They're looking for a small plot.
Oh, well. By the way, I want to announce something. If you want to call in tonight, you're welcome to. The call
oh, please do.
714-242-5272. If you've got any
please
questions about... Yeah, so if you got any questions about bunnies or dead people stuff or porn or butchers' daughters or anything, you're welcome to call in 714-242-272, and I guess this is a...
Can we get the sweetheart on here finally? Now that you're done with your diatribe. Yeah. Can we finally get the sweetheart of the show on?
I'm trying to keep everybody informed. I have to play the straight man, and I have to push all the buttons.
Yeah, okay, I'll do my Chewbacca
good.
If you want.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, and imagine that.
In the future, just do that. I like that better than the music.
Now, if I could talk while I'm doing that, now that would be freaking awesome. What?
All right, our guest is waiting. I think this is her. I didn't ask her what her phone number is.
Do not agitate
her.
She's highly dangerous.
Well, I already spelled her name wrong. So anyway, Melinda Paletta. She says the butcher's daughter, so she spelled that wrong herself. The butcher's daughter.
No, purposely.
And she's coming from calling in from Canada, which...
Yeah.
All right, let me push this button. I think this is Melinda. Melinda, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Awesome.
Hello. No, I did not spell it wrong.
Hey.
Here we go.
Take off.
Here we go.
Let's go. Let's dance. Let's do this.
What are you
welcome
talking about?
To the show. And,
thank you.
Melinda, I have to apologize. I spelled your name wrong on our promo. I just caught it because I was semi-drunk this afternoon when I was filling out the forms, and
uh-huh.
I put an extra E in there, but I actually could have called you Placenta, but I called you Paletta, la-da-da-da, but it's...
Oh,
you know my last name's Italian, eh?
But, yeah, take off.
Let's keep counting.
Some of my
John.
Jersey boys down there to fix you up.
Yeah, no, you have to understand. Frank Lisby below the Manson Nixon line, they all got crabs. It makes them think weird.
All right, so far she has said A three times. Let's keep count.
Yeah,
right,
A. So where are we going with this?
All right, Melinda,
yes,
welcome to the show. You're welcome. Tell us
Melinda's
about
awesome.
The butcher's daughter, because honestly, I don't really know. I put your Facebook connection here, but you said your website's not up and running, right?
No, it's up and running. We're just rebranding right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no,
really,
see, Melinda, he has a problem with .com. He keeps spelling it .com with a K. So he has no clue. No, nobody's websites work. Frank leads a very boring life.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
I do.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
So tell our listeners, which all three of them that are remaining, tell them.
Oh, come on now.
The butcher's
that
daughter.
Gives me a lot
is
of hope.
Up.
You guys, wow.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. It's all good.
What you want to know? What I'm up to? You want to know what the website's all about?
Yes.
No,
yes,
no,
please,
we want to hear,
please.
Melinda. No, you must be. Where did you become the butcher's daughter? Well, how did that all progress? You know, let's go back in the day, because you were on my radio show many, many, many moons ago,
I thought that was a fantastic story. I was on the show with you guys. The butcher's daughter started out. I am a butcher's daughter. My dad's a butcher. His dad's dad was a butcher. It's a family business, so we grew up in it. And then slowly got older, and then he retired, and we all got out of it. And I got into writing and doing restaurant reviews. So now I go in and I critique restaurants and their meals and their service.
Very well.
And how they do things.
And you're not like
Melinda,
a normal, this didn't suck. You actually go in depth.
Melinda, would you like a glass of wine? Because I'm pouring myself one. Would you like one, too? It's red.
Buddy, my scotch on the rocks is right beside me.
Yeah. Don't worry about Frank. Don't worry about him. Oh, God.
All right. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. So you started doing restaurant reviews, and then?
And then I got into the schools. And I started to teach kids on how to grow different fruits and vegetables and just teaching adults and kids on how to eat better and where their food comes from.
Yes.
And cooking classes we do for adults and kids. So we do a bunch of things.
And what is your website that I screwed up on? What is the website?
It's DA Butcher's Daughter. But we are in the midst of rebranding everything. So what you're going to see on the website is most of the reviews I've done. So I do write for some magazines and loving it. I meet a lot of good people. Restaurant business is a fascinating business. A lot of people think it's a lot of peaches and roses, but it's really not. It's a lot of hard work. I give the chefs a lot of credit for what they do.
Well, you are like the major shit up there in Canada, because I've heard a lot about you, even though I didn't spell your name correctly.
Now, which one of you Yankees is from your Virginia Beach?
Me, the Yankees.
Yeah, you know I lived in Lynchburg for 2 years, huh?
Hey, you were in Lynchburg for.
I lived
in
Lynchburg,
for two years. Wow, no kidding. Well, that's only about 7 hours away from Virginia Beach, but that's close.
And, Frank, you know the best part? Her phone sounds better than yours does.
I know. Here we go. So why were you
in Lynchburg? Wait a second. Now, what have you heard about me? Let's talk about that.
This is going to get good.
Let's spill some juice.
It's been nothing but good, because I'm being cautious here, because if I start throwing mud, you might throw mud my way, and I've got tons of mud. But no, I bet
her mud has metal in it.
But my knife skills are much better than yours, I bet.
That's what I'm talking about. Frank, she will gut you like a fish before you can blink.
I will. Isn't there deer season or turkey season or whatever season you guys are up there doing now?
It's Frank season. Yeah, we do all that. And by the way, before I forget, we have William the Porn Horn coming on after you're done. Do you want to stay on with us?
William the Porn Horn.
The guy's name is Bill Horn, and he actually did porn. I mean, what a freaking perfect freaking name. Now, Melinda, he told me about this about 20 minutes ago. I had no idea we're getting a porn guy on here, but it would be kind of funny because you got a thick skin.
Wow. So does he know Ron Jeremy?
Who knows? He's got crabs. But
yes,
I don't know how horn works.
Wait, did you hear?
You're lying. He does?
I swear to God, he wrote me a note. Yes, you gotta stay on, because he actually, in the early days of porn, I don't want to ruin his story because he tells it better.
Oh God!
But in there, he's got stories about all the big names, you know. He's actually coming out with a video series. That's why he's coming on our show on YouTube, talking about the porn industry. And what he's doing, and we're trying to tie this somehow into food. So I'm thinking, like, we're going to be like doing food porn
snuff
in a little
film.
While.
How can you not tie porn and food together? They go hand in hand.
It's easy.
Pornographic.
I mean,
well, it depends on the meat.
Itself. Just looking at it, if it looks delicious, that's porn in itself.
There you go. But let's hold the porn off for later. Let's talk
depends
about
depends how you cut the filet mignon.
maybe.
So you're rebranding. Now, what are you rebranding? What are you doing?
Well, we're just rebranding the website. Like I said, the website has a lot of reviews on it, and we are getting more into our into cooking classes, and we've implemented a program into the schools called Let Us Grow, spelled lettuce, like a head of lettuce.
We go into
the schools, and we have hooked up with Foodland Ontario, which is a big-name brand out here. I don't know if you guys have heard of it at all. And
what
they do is
what was it called?
Foodland Ontario.
No,
they're one
of
the biggest producers.
Frank, that's
of
Canada, dude. That's up in Canada. Ontario,
I know,
in Canada.
But I hadn't heard of
it. Yeah, Foodland Ontario. Jesus, how much have you had to drink?
Yeah, no kidding.
Malin,
you should have heard of it. Did you listen to last week's show? He had more than I did. Now that's unusual.
Yeah, I know, but you guys are okay. I like that.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, thank you.
We actually, you know what? We're actually sober. We just pretend like we're drunk.
Bullshit.
All right. So,
well, he's from Virginia.
I'll call your bluff
what
on that
you
one, pal.
Your whiskey?
Yeah. So seriously, Foodland. what is Foodland? I don't know what Foodland is.
Foodland Ontario is a company out here that deals with all the farmers markets, and they concentrate on buying local. So Foodland Ontario, good things grow.
Buy local, eat local. Absolutely.
Ontario.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
She's a singer too.
You like that?
Take off.
For you guys.
Oh boy, howdy. Oh.
Okay.
You guys are three sheets to the wind. You're not even going to remember this conversation tomorrow.
Yeah,
only
we
two. Frank
only
is
two.
Four. So together we make three.
When porn star comes on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Bill Horn.
I mean, what a better name for porn. Anyway.
We actually are more in our game than you actually realize. But anyway.
Yes,
so
we are.
If people go on your website, what are they going to find?
They're going to find.
Under construction.
They're going to find what?
Under construction.
Oh, they're not going to find under construction. It's all there for you, bro.
Oh, it is. Oh, no, but you said you were rebranding. I figured that was under construction.
Rebranding. But you never shut the site down. You shut the site down, you lose everybody. You'll lose
your
audience.
Well, Frank hasn't learned that yet because he's only been doing labels for 20 years. But
you know
anyway, let's go forward.
So you'll find a little bit of history on me, how I got into the business and where it's going. You'll find a little bit on our Let Us Grow program. You'll find a little bit of recipes and a kids' corner and how to sign up for our cooking classes, kids and adults, all kinds of stuff you'll find on there. Keep you occupied,
you
let you learn about your food.
You said it's called, what is it called, Let Us What?
Let Us Grow,
God,
like a head of lettuce.
Listen, open your freaking ears, man.
No, but I just want to make sure I had it right. So you need to have, like, a section where people want to complain and call it What's Tomato With You?
Stop it.
No.
Good Lord, man, really? Get another writer, man. I did not write that. I did not write that.
I thought it was good. What's Tomato
That's
With
like
You?
That's like Johnny Carson, like 69. Where are we going with that? Oh, my God.
Zola, what is going on in America with you guys?
Yeah,
hey,
no kidding.
Aren't you glad you came on our show?
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, Melinda, I got a question for you. What food do you like to cook the most? And what are you the best at?
Pasta.
Pasta, really?
Pasta.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good. And gravy, kind of, what are we talking about here?
Holy shit. Did you just call it gravy?
I did. I'm from Jersey. We do that. Maryland has crabs. Well, we got gravy.
No, I do pasta carbonara.
Okay. So a little bit of heat, a little bit of meat.
Now, if you're talking barbecue, I can do barbecue. I love doing barbecue.
Like what kind? Favorite meat?
I'll put a pig on the spit and let it go for hours and then enjoy it. Salad.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, nice.
I will put steaks on there. I will do cakes on the barbecue.
What?
You name it. I'll put anything on that sucker.
All right, what is your favorite cut of beef?
Ooh.
Cut of beef.
Ooh. What is my favorite cut of
cut
beef?
Cut of beef. Don't say William Horn because he's not on until later.
No, I will not say that because if he's anything like Ron Jeremy is today,
Yeah, yeah. And he's to put, considering he was a teacher, isn't that horrible? But anyway.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Well, I'd say my favorite cut of meat is a sirloin.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Now, that surprises me.
Why is
it
surprising?
Does.
I like the rib.
I would have thought you would have said ribeye.
No.
I would have said ribeye.
No, sirloin's tender. Ribeye's overrated.
Yeah.
Well,
it
depends. That depends on the cow.
Okay.
It does.
All right, now wait. Since we're talking about barbecue, now this is going to piss off John.
Wait a minute. Why'd you just drop off my question? I asked a serious question.
No,
I'm going to follow up. Now I have a quiet, Frank. Question. Why would it be sirloin? You said it's more tender, but that depends on how you cook it.
Right.
But how sirloin is your favorite cut?
Well, I like a sirloin. I like my sirloin. It's a tender cut of meat.
Oh, sure. Oh, so
but
so
you
is
are
my
right.
Wife Maggie. Oh, Maggie loves
it.
Yeah.
Cook it.
It does.
You know, everybody's got their own type of what cow they like and what part they like. I mean, some people like the flank steak. I don't. I find it tough.
Okay. Again, how you
I
cook
like
it?
I like the loin. You can do a ton of stuff with a loin.
Absolutely.
Whether it's beef loin or pork loin, you can do a ton of stuff.
Oh, I'm just busting your chops on that one. But no, that was an answer I did not expect. I'll leave it at that.
Actually, you were busting her sirloin, but now, may I ask
the
question
my
now, Mr. Dilly?
Goodness.
May I ask the question now?
Yes, you may. Red Rover, send Frank over.
How do you feel? She mentioned cakes. Now, you know, this is going to piss off John, but how do you feel about cheesecakes? Didn't you make a cheesecake on the grill?
I did make a cheesecake on the grill.
Oh, stop
See?
It.
Yes.
I did. I sent
Don't
you
Don't admit
photos.
To this. Oh, you're feeding him.
Know,
never
I,
feed the ego of the Frank.
But he started it with me.
Oh.
I know, but our listeners need to hear this. So how was that cheesecake on the grill, Melissa?
The cheesecake was good. The first time I made it, it was not so good. I Here we go.
It was good.
Let me get my lightsaber out. The first time I made it, it didn't turn out. It was horrible. But the second time I made it, it turned out amazing. And he
you were drunk,
started
maybe?
It with Frank started
oh.
that.
Thank you.
No, he didn't.
Thank you.
No,
I'm,
he didn't.
I'm here.
No,
to,
no, he didn't.
I'm here till Thursday.
No, he didn't.
I'm here till Thursday.
Quest for Fire started it.
And I put Scotch Bonnet in there, not the jalapenos, eh?
Well, that's because you're
oh,
a real woman.
Eh?
And
I
he's
said,
not a real
hey,
man.
You guys have to take a drink now.
What
yes,
are you talking
you
about?
Have to take a drink. I have to. I
haven't stopped since the show started. What are we talking about
yeah,
here?
Exactly. So, okay, so what kind of cheesecake did you make again?
I made a Scotch Bonnet bacon jalapeno cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
I,
God.
Wow,
now you just gave him wood. This is bad.
Yes.
But he doesn't sound like he's got wood. He's all like, yeah.
He never does because he doesn't. So whatever. He's got an Indian out and out. He's got Irish swim tick.
Because
I mean, where are we going with
I
this?
Have,
oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, I have perpetual wood. So it's just like, yeah, okay. But no,
oh,
I
Oh, good.
I have
so,
started,
you, so you, so you
I
always have a coat hanger.
Trend.
That's nice. That's nice. That's I hell
have started a I have started a revolution, even in Canada, John.
Oh, I thought it was neat. I had
grilling.
To try it.
See?
No.
See?
No, you did not. Frank,
then I went
calm
a
your about
comment. And I made jalapeno lavender sugar cookies.
Oh, that sounds good, actually. Now, how did you do that? How did you do that?
I bought edible culinary lavender.
With her hands.
And I cut the Scotch bonnets up, the jalapenos, I should say. And then I put the lavender in, and I just made, like, just a basic sugar cookie recipe. And it
grill.
Was really good. You'd think those two things would not go together, but they did. It was really good.
And you did this on the grill? On the grill, right?
The cookies? No, I baked them in the oven.
Oh, well, there goes my wood.
Well, you can't bake a cookie in the oven.
You know, I'm leaving that alone.
Oh, wow. Okay. Everybody,
wow.
All kidding. All
now,
kidding
you tell
aside.
Me. Wait, you're in Virginia yeah. Beach? So if I
no,
was
I'm
in Virginia
Maryland.
Beach, what's a restaurant you'd want me to come out and review?
I'm actually in
Krabby
Maryland,
Dick's.
But if, I'm in Maryland
oh, you're in
now.
Okay, you're in Maryland.
Yeah.
In Maryland.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Maryland. Yeah, the, where they learn to drive. Yeah. Where they learn not to drive.
You know, I don't,
and it's the only state in the union that has a 60-mile-an-hour speed limit. What the frick is a 60? What is 60? What the hell's wrong with you? What do 60? What is 60? No, that's dumb. Sorry.
Are you done?
I'm done.
You wanna come down and do some restaurant reviews?
Well, just in case I want to get
Frank,
in the car and
Kate,
drive 14 hours.
Yeah.
Have something
oh,
to
no,
away.
No,
you
no,
tell
no,
me
no,
a restaurant
wait, wait, no,
you
no,
want
no,
me
wait,
to come out
wait,
and review.
Well, you come from Ontario. I mean, Toronto only took us like what 7 hours.
No way.
It did. I
not,
swear to God. Oh,
yeah,
no. We were at the
New
Bishop
Jersey.
And Belcher on Broom Street. Yes, we did. It took us about 7.5 hours to get there.
Really?
But she's right.
Not including
getting over the border. The only reason we did because of the in 2007, Ottawa was up for the cup. So he said, why are you coming up? And all three of us said, Ottawa, why are you coming up for up to? Yeah. So we got through quick on customs. But besides that, it was 7.5 hours. Yep.
Okay.
I've got an answer for you.
Yeah, okay, I'm dying to hear it.
Okay, the restaurant, okay, you ready? You got a pencil?
Krabby Dick's.
You're lying.
it's spelled C-R-A, you writing this down?
B as in Bob?
No, C as in cat. C-R-A.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm screwing with you now.
Yes, you are. You're doing a very good job at it.
Come on now.
The job is here to lower the IQ of Frank on the radio. That's the idea. That's the idea. Whole thing in the show.
Okay, let me finish spelling this joke, please.
We're working on it.
C-R-A-C-K-E-R. Got that? C-R-A-C-K-E-R. B-A-R-R-E-L. Cracker Barrel. You could actually do a review of Cracker Barrel if you're
I've been
Virginia.
To Cracker Barrel.
Why don't you just go to a Wawa and tell them how to hot dog
taste? I mean,
oh my Lord, really?
All the restaurants in Maryland, that's what you picked, Cracker Barrel?
Right. Isn't that horrible? And that's
I'm
what they have
you.
To offer. That's why they have
I'm
crabs.
Just, I'm just
wow.
trying to make com. I'm just trying that, to make comedy here. It is not working. Okay.
Oh, that was comedy. That no, that did not
yeah.
work, dude.
All
they
right.
used,
where's
used
your
threw
partner?
All the good restaurants in Maryland down the freaking pipe.
Wow. So you picked Krabby Dick's.
Krabby
Dick's.
Dick's
and Cracker Barrel. Yes. All right.
Yeah, I go for Krabby Dick's. I don't know. I don't know. Cracker Barrel.
Give your website again. What is your website again?
Duh. That's D-A. Butchersdaughter.ca. CA is Canadian.
Okay.
My
if you
want
to check
off.
Out her website, check it out. And she's
awesome. Melinda is one of those ones you want to read all of her reviews. She goes in depth with them. She's been doing it forever. And you got to love the girl. You got to love the girl. And she's actually staying on for the Horn of Porn. This is gonna turn into a really, really interesting topic thing on this radio show tonight. This should be really neat.
Oh
boy.
See how many people
Melinda,
from Vietnam drop off. Yes, huh?
Wow.
Melinda, do you want to stay
yes,
on?
Sir.
Do you want to stay on with William the Horn Porn?
You
oh, yeah.
Might, well, we've gone this far together.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
My God, it sounds like a Meatloaf song.
I want to play. Something. We're gonna take a break. The closest I could find to any porn music was this song, but don't go away,
wow.
Melinda. We're gonna put you on hold.
What is
this? We're gonna bring on William the Horn Porn here shortly, and everyone, hang tight. Somehow
this
we're
is
gonna
Isaac Hayes
into a
shaft.
It's gonna be a food. It's gonna be a food topic somehow. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
What? What?
enough of that.
You gotta be freaking kidding me, right? What the shit, dude? That was like highly annoying.
That
his
was
music?
Annoying, but
yeah, it's over. That we call that a bathroom break. That's like American Pie with Don McLean. All DJs go for a shit break when the song comes out. Like, oh my lord.
That was the closest I could find to porn music, and that's I'm sorry. Anyway, hey, we got William.
That was horrible.
Porn horn. Join.
I don't know what kind of porn you listen to, dude.
Hey, William. Bill Horn, are you there?
Bill. How the hell are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
We're doing awesome.
Hey, Bill, before we go
any
further, I want to introduce you to Melinda from
Canada.
Melinda. She was so excited to hear that you were going to be on here talking about porn that she decided
you
to
crazy
stay on.
Bastard. That's not true.
No, it's not.
I didn't want to hear if she peed her pants.
No, I actually thought...
Again,
Bill,
it comes down to the
Bill,
cut of meat.
Yeah, Bill has actually been a friend of mine for several years now. I mean, he's actually been on the show a couple of times, but he's coming out with a new video series on YouTube. And
oh, boy.
Anyway, I mean, I don't know where to start with Bill. Bill...
Start at the base of the stem. That'll probably do it.
So you need to start with an introduction as to who you are and tell everybody a little history of William Horn and the porn business.
Well, see the history of William Horn is really, really boring. I started as a carpenter when I began my life married.
Okay.
And, you know, carpenters make good money, but they don't make enough money. And so I went into another business and then another business and another business, and then I became a photographer.
Okay.
When I became a photographer, I started photographing young models in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
They're all beach bodies.
Oh, okay. Thank God I wasn't a playground. I'm just checking in.
What was that?
Anyway, well, which kid's yours? I haven't chosen yet. It's just the bad joke.
I'm doing the straight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was... just photographing young models. I did a couple calendars. We did Santa Cruz Beach Girls, California Beach Girls, Dreamin' Santa Cruz. We did a couple porn magazines, and then somebody caught my name. And some gal named, what was her name? Diana Sue from, she's Chinese. She wanted to be in Playboy. And I told her, I said, hun, I'd love to put you in Playboy, but you know what? They don't have many Chinese girls. You don't have big enough boobs.
Oof, he took the words out of my mouth, and I'm a girl.
So she said, well, can we just submit my work? I said, I don't mind submitting it, but I don't want to tell you up front that you have to have big boobs. They sent me a check. They wanted one.
They sent you a check. Is that C-Z-E-C-H? They sent you a check, woman, or they sent you a money check?
Money check.
Okay,
$1,800.
I got it. I'm just checking in.
Yeah, just $1,800.
All right.
Okay.
So they had me do some photographs around Santa Cruz and around the beach with her, and I told her, I said, you know, when we started out photographing, I said, you know, they're not going to use most of this stuff on. I said, once again, boobs get in the picture, and they photoshopped them. All of a sudden, Diana Sue had big boobs, and her name was Diana Lee.
Oh,
and she became the artist.
Diana Reed. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
No,
I did her. I mean, I didn't do her, but I did her.
There you go. I mean, it's all about the hang down. Yeah, it is. I get some snake on the hang down. Yeah, that's hey, whatever. Yes.
I've been around the porn industry most all my life. It's fun.
Melinda had a question during her segment about the porn industry. What did you want to ask him? Did he know who, Melinda?
I want to know if you know Ron Jeremy.
My wife almost had sex with Ron Jeremy, and she turned him down.
Wow.
She wouldn't have sex with the hedgehog.
Right.
We were at a party in LA, and he came up to her and he says, "Hey, let's go in the back room." She goes, "Fuck you."
He was gross.
She just said he was gross.
Now, Ron Jeremy did start out as a teacher, didn't he?
Well, he's got his PhD.
Right, that's
my
point.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. A PhD.
Okay.
He's got the PhD
on the
D. He
just couldn't make money as a teacher, so he became a porn star.
Right.
Wow.
And I know Ron Jeremy very well. There's a lot of porn stars that I would like to say I know very well, but you know what? We meet them by their stage name. We don't always know who they are.
Right.
And we were with everybody,
Now, Bill, I have a serious question for you.
Uh-oh.
With Ron Jeremy, we've been thinking about making deaf condoms for vengeance sex. do you think Ron Jeremy would be able to promote this? I mean, deaf condoms just has
a
nice ring to it.
Oh,
whatever. I mean, give me a price. He's not getting any younger.
Ron Jeremy's about my age. No, maybe he's a little bit younger than me, and he's an old bastard.
Right.
And he's not looking so good. I don't think he's well.
Well, he's the hedgehog.
He's probably not well because I'll tell you what, he doesn't always practice safe sex.
Well, he's
got more hair in his back than a circus wrestler, but
that's
beside the point.
Yeah.
It's just wife and I've run a sex club for probably 25 years. Everybody practices safe sex.
All right.
What did you just say? You and your wife have been in a sex club for 25 years?
Yes. It's called Club Nightlife.
Oh, my.
Frank, you learn something new every day.
Hang on. I need a drink.
We had about close to 10,000 members.
Oh, Bill,
no
you're
kidding.
Awesome. Oh, my God, this is great. Oh, my
no
God.
No kidding. All right, so now, Bill, you told me in an email that you're actually starting a YouTube series. You were actually going to do radio, but you decided to do a YouTube series. Now, what is the YouTube series going to be about?
Well, I've already talked to a couple of hookers. They're easy to meet, especially when you can help them make more money. And, with it about interviewing them about what the business is all about. We live in the Central Valley, and there are an awful lot of hookers. They're trying to make a life.
We have them in Jersey. They call them lawyers.
we met a few of them. I've known them all my life. I've never had sex with a hooker, to my knowledge.
To your knowledge, did they knock you out or what?
It wasn't Bill Cosby, no roofies. Well, come on, the roofie
just
not on fire.
But we always approach it as a business venture.
Right.
I mean, some of these women they were outrageous, but it's a business venture. I photograph them for the money.
Now, Bill, I got a question to ask you. When it comes out to like films about your industry, there aren't too many that are really on TV. There was one a few years back called Boogie Nights. There's Boogie Nights. What do you think about Boogie Nights?
Well, Boogie Nights was actually about my good friend Bill Margold.
Right.
And it is true to form. It really is.
Really, because it got down to that kind of nasty. Because it started out all fun. You had Roller Arena, all kind of stuff, and Studio 54. But I mean, it evolved into something different that I don't think people realize what
child porn is. What happened?
Okay.
If you remember what the guy with the money, what happened to him?
Right.
And Bill Margold, who is probably the number one guy in the porn industry. Everyone knows
right.
him down and. He just died about 2 months ago.
Okay.
But the movie was about him, and he turned down the role completely.
Was it really? Because I think everybody got the idea that the movie was about the Holmes, John Holmes. I think everybody got the idea that it was about him, but it really wasn't?
No. Actually, Bill Margold discovered John Holmes, but John Holmes was gay.
Okay.
Wow.
And, just...
Wait.
And everybody knew
John
it, and, he... All of a sudden, he didn't have girls to have sex with. So
John
it was
Holmes
one of those things.
Gay?
That,
I didn't know that.
You heard it here.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah, he was gay.
You heard it here. His fluffers were named Steve. But yeah, this is phenomenal stuff. He did.
Or HIV or whatever they call it.
Yeah, whatever they call it. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
dude, to me it's the same freaking thing. I don't know. I'm not a PhD. Ron Jeremy is. You know, where am I going with this?
Well, Ron Jeremy is, he went to college.
I don't know, but your segment is a lot better than my segment. I want to read that.
And you stayed on the line, darling. You're a trooper.
Being a college professor doesn't pay any money. He's a multimillionaire now.
Right.
If he was a college professor, he'd be living on $75,000.
Well, depends. It kind of depends what college you're in. If it's Berkeley, he'd be making millions. But whatever. I'm not going there.
Oh, wow.
Be nice. Be nice.
So, Bill, I have to ask
this is
a question.
Something.
When is the video series about the hookers going to start?
What the video series will be about is about people who are looking into the industry. You know,
okay.
We have an awful lot of, I don't want to say this, but young girls that are looking for a way to make quick money.
Well, that's
okay.
Yeah.
And I want them to realize what they're getting into. You know, once you get involved in the industry, you're there forever.
Oh, so is it open your eyes to the real industry kind of thing? That's not bad.
Yes.
I commend you for that. I commend you for that.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody commended me? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I am.
No, dude, what you said, John Holmes, you told us John Holmes was gay. There's a crack in the earth right now. There's a volcano spouting up and where Krakatoa used to be. This is great. This is John Holmes, Krakatoa. This is wonderful. No, I'm glad you're opening up people's eyes to the reality of the whole deal with that crap. You want to make quick money that way, it ain't all good.
No, the porn industry is a tough industry. You know, I look at it from two sides. You know, I made porn, yes. I never starred in porn.
Right.
I didn't want my name out there forever. Well, it is now, thanks to Frank.
But with a name like Horn, it's got to be good, yes.
can I tell you what my license plate says?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Hornies.
What?
Hornies. Hornies. H-O-R-N-Y-Z.
I would not expect anything
it works.
Else.
It works. It works.
I was Horny Bill all my life.
Horny Bill. Yeah, and you still are. It's a great thing. And you're still married to the same woman, correct?
Well, we're about to celebrate our 48th anniversary.
That's what I'm talking about.
49th anniversary.
Wow.
That is freaking awesome, dude. That is awesome.
Well,
that is congratulations.
You don't bring your work home with you at night.
That's all, that dude. In your industry, it's a whole different kind of meaning. You know. Okay, don't bring here. Well, I yelled at this guy on the phone today. No, I was stupid at this big titted broad thing. And but I'm home for dinner. No, it's different. Bill, it's totally different. It's totally different.
Well,
and I
so
said,
Bill,
stup.
I have a,
yes, I did.
So
I said,
Bill, stup. I have a question. I'm going to ask you a question. The same question that I asked Belinda. What is your favorite cut of beef, Bill?
Oh, no.
Make it good, buddy.
Actually, I thought about it.
I love this woman.
Tri-tip.
Such a trip.
What is it?
Tri-tip.
Tri-tip. I bet it's tri-tip.
Living out here in the Central Valley, we barbecue fucking every night.
Oh, my. Okay.
We just got an oh, my out of Miss Canada over here. We got an oh, my.
Wow.
You just blew her mind in more ways than you know.
For real. There goes Canada. Wow.
That was an old boy howdy moment.
Now, Bill,
yes.
Bill, isn't it true you're actually writing a book, too? Or you've written a book, right?
I've written two books, actually. I'm working
on
the book.
And what are they? What are the books?
Well, actually, the first one is about my grandmother.
Okay.
Who worked for the CIA, or not worked, she was part of the CIA.
I bet she's a happy woman.
Yes, she was. She had seven husbands. You tell
really?
Me. Yes.
Right.
She was start with, what was it called, OOP or something like that in World War II. And she was CIA.
Wow.
Right up until
no
she
kidding.
Died.
Really?
And then her father-in-law, no, her father, I'm sorry, her father, his sister ran all the whorehouses out of Reno. They were called Aunt B's.
See, this is fascinating.
You're in the family business like me.
And Aunt B's became the Mustang Ranch.
Well, I'll be
damned. Bill's been in this industry for quite some time.
Sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Mind you, I've never met her, but her, you know, I mean, I'm sure she died long before I came around. But, yeah, she had four or five bordellos, if I guess, cleaning it up in Reno. And then she sold it out to the people that did the Mustang Ranch.
No kidding.
No kidding.
See, we're learning. This is porn education, folks. This disappears nowhere. Oh, my God.
So it's actually, no, seriously, Bill. All this stuff is kind of in your DNA, right?
I better be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when people look at me and say, "What's wrong with you?" Nothing's wrong with me. Just, you know, what's wrong with you? You just don't understand.
It's kind of like, why are you so uptight?
I don't have room to be uptight.
No, you have to have an open mind when you talk about this.
You do.
With people who are closed-minded, you're going to get nothing out of them but static.
Right.
Well, you're fine. Exactly. See, the problem is I was a realtor for 18 years. I have an answer for every question.
I sold speakers out of a van, so do I.
And you give me one or two glasses of wine, I have more answers.
Nice. Bill's been in the industry for quite some time. How about Nina Hartley? Whatever happened to her?
I know Nina very well. I used to run the Edgewater Hotel up in Oakland. She was a regular. Her husband worked for me.
No kidding.
I used to call him the Dutchman.
The Dutchman?
Yeah, the Dutchman. And what did I have? Can I say? I got to be careful with this.
No, you don't.
I had a oral sex with Nina Hartley.
Nice.
You did?
Yes.
I don't see a problem here. I'm just a little jealous.
But Nina, you know, you'd have to understand Nina. Nina is a great gal. She really is.
I believe it.
My wife and I used to go to those swinger conventions all the time. And
right.
One night I ended up with Nina Hartley. And,
nice.
You're loving this.
This is awesome. No, this is the kind of stuff you don't. This show has just broken out like into something bigger than it was. You don't hear this kind of shit anywhere else. You don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. We're talking to the man who knew Bill Margold. God bless his soul. I thought the whole Boogie Nights movie was about John Holmes. No, it was about Bill Margold, and he had really bad tennis socks doing porn in the 70s.
That's true.
You know, the porn industry is. I used to know the Mitchell brothers real well. Yeah, for that matter, I was running a hotel with them at the same time that was it Artie or the other one was murdered by his brother.
Okay. Yep.
And this is a friend of mine who had a bunch of porn magazines. He called me. He says, "Oh, Bill, did you hear about the Mitchell brothers?" I said, "No, what's going on, Ron?" He says, "One killed the other." I said, "Who?" "I don't know." And I knew them very well.
Now, what are your feelings on Hustler Flynn?
I met him.
Yep.
Before
or after the gun wound?
It was after the gun wound, actually.
All right.
I sold my calendars to him.
Okay.
And I went up to his office there in Century City. And went through Buku, you know, having my body searched. And finally got into him. He sat behind a big glass desk overlooking Los Angeles. And we had a short chat. And you know, he was very humble. You know, I sold my magazines, or I made my calendars through him. But he was all right. I mean, I had no problems with him.
Okay. I'm going back to my teen years or whatever, buying all these magazines and stuff like that. I just remember the names. And it's like, oh, my God, I haven't watched porn in years. Who cares? But, I mean, it goes back to the teen years when if you said you didn't watch porn, you're lying. So the names just all come back to you. No, you're lying. If you got through without spanking it once during your teen years, then, there's an issue. And you're probably gonna blow up a school or something like that. You gotta let yourself out.
they make their own minds about all these people out there that are in this industry that we don't talk about it because
right.
Oh my God, sex
yeah.
industry. But I
right.
mean, everybody is involved in it. Everybody.
Sure. What I found really really interesting was back in early 80s. We went to a place called The Vault in Manhattan, and you could only get down so many floors before it got you needed a pass. But it was weird how the whole all the different aspects of the whole industry kind of diverted onto different courses, and it was I just found it fascinating. I never got into all that crap. I'd like man, really, oh, this really people really do this? This whatever.
Well, the guy that started the parties in the hotel in New York. I forget what his name was. He died. He became a cab driver after he got arrested. But, you know, he had a good thing going. But what he forgot about was if you make a lot of money, people need to pay attention. Pay some fucking taxes.
Right. Right.
Right.
But, now, he didn't.
So,
you are actually fascinating, man. I mean, no, you really are. We got to get Bill back on.
Yeah, well, I want Bill to promote his new video series. And when is that going to be up and running, and where can people find it?
Well, I thought it was going to be up and running yesterday, but the camera we used, the sound didn't work.
Oh.
Well, that sucks.
Okay.
Well, porn, normally you don't need the sound, but that's just me. You try to quiet it down so the rest of the family doesn't hear it.
It's not porn without heavy breathing.
Yes, it
is.
Go into the office with a gas mask, my wife asks questions. Yes, sir.
So
she's
going to
ask
funny.
About this. What was he like? Isn't your
so
wife
funny.
A cop?
It is so funny you say that because how many times have you hit the mute button when you're watching porn? So you're right. You do not need sound. But if people want to, when are you going to have it up and running and where can people find it?
I want to say in another 2 weeks. It's
okay.
Got to be right the first time. Otherwise, you lose your audience.
Yes.
Hey, that's what I said.
Yes. Exactly.
Melinda, for dealing with this for an hour, you are a trooper. You are in the annals of history. Annals of history.
Anal history?
Oh, God.
It sounds like a song for me to do.
Nice.
Annals of history. So Bill, where is there a website yet, or you don't have that set up yet?
DonnaLee.com. DonnaLee.com.
One last
question before you go. So are you
yes.
and your wife still involved in this whole sex club thing after 25
yes.
years, I think you said?
Yes.
So can you...
That's
so
awesome. No, hey. I give the guy a lot of credit for that. It's not the way I roll.
Hey, I'm 70 years
dude.
Old. I have a hard time getting it up.
Well, there it is, but you got fluffers for that. I mean, not everybody's good. You know who to talk to.
Pardon me?
You know who to talk to about that.
Well, everybody was silent.
I left the entire stage speechless.
Hey,
you left me speechless. All right, so, everyone,
goodness.
Bill, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post your website on Facebook page. I want everyone to check it out because it's going to be interesting. It's going to be about the hookers and the prostitute business. And, Bill, this has been like the best interview that we've had with you in probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Thank you for coming
I'll
on.
I'll tell you what.
You're always welcome.
Oh God, Bill, I'm not gonna say you're opening my eyes to porn, but no, but it's nice that you can talk about both sides of it. It's not all about the sex thing. There's a whole bunch of other stuff behind the scenes that nobody talks about, and you know it. And that's what people want to hear. Like you said, you got young girls coming in that want to be prostitutes. It's your job to say you might want to rethink that option. That's what you're doing.
You have to do that. That's reality.
Right. Yeah, but with your experience, you can tell them from experience to not do it. Me going to some young girl saying she wants to get, oh no, you don't want to do that. You're gonna get mugged. You're gonna get killed. Yeah, whatever. You are coming from a voice of experience, which is kind of weird. I mean, you don't meet very many porn guys who are willing to do something like you're doing, and I commend you for it. I think it's a fantastic effort.
I think that they don't want to do it because they're afraid of having their name out in public.
Yes, absolutely, but you don't care. But you are the voice of reason because you've been through all this crap. I'm not even talking about scat films.
Okay, now something I'm going to do for you, I'm going to put my name back in on your Facebook thing for your Pepper page.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, thank you for joining us.
I used to follow you, then we had an argument about something. I don't remember what it was a year ago.
Oh, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
But I still follow you.
So you freaking blocked him?
We raise our own ghost peppers here.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, wait a minute. Frank said there's going to be food. We got to talk about food. Oh. Oh, we did that, huh? Remind me, you can't say pussy is food.
No, well,
yes,
no, you
it
can't.
Is. Yeah,
what?
You can.
They sell plenty of it in Tokyo. No, we don't have your cat. You stop calling.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
Bill, do you want to say your website one more time?
Okay, it is Dawn and Lee, spelled dawnandlee.com.
Okay. Everyone check out his website.
Please do.
Melinda.
Man on a mission. Melinda, you are.
Melinda, it was nice talking with you, too.
Nice talking to you.
God.
I barely talked to you.
What? Talk.
No, I can't talk. Cool.
I'm
not
about as a 70-year-old guy.
The show is over. We'll talk another time.
We'll talk.
Okay.
No, you guys,
I'm going
to
let you go because my glass of wine is empty.
Go ahead. Best of luck to you,
Hey,
Melinda.
Hey. All right, guys.
Love you, girl. You'll be back on too. How about a second at bat?
Bye bye.
All right, we got to go. We're out of time, John.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
the English woman says we're out of time. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, she's yelling in my ear. But anyway, what a show. See.
I'll tell
this
you what,
like a,
that was actually what? Not only informational, but educational. That was kind of cool.
Yes, it was. That was cool, and I appreciate
it. And
both
because the whole topic went on because of my porn knowledge.
Yes, it did. I was impressed.
Yes, it did.
Myself.
Who wore the tall tennis socks with the red stripes? Ah.
By the way, does Maggie know about your porn knowledge? Because I'm
no.
pretty impressed.
Oh, well, she's going to, but it doesn't matter. That's in the past. Once I got married, don't need that shit no more.
There you go. All right, we got to go. Next week we have – oh, I can't find my notes. Anyway, we have two more guests. It's going to be tough to beat the two that we had, but that's why I like this show. It's unscripted. We don't ever know what we're going to talk about.
And we have no clue what's going to happen.
Thank you to both our guests. I want to put on our website and also on Facebook the links to both of our guests. And I guess, Mr. Billy, I will leave the closing for you to you, and we'll be back next week. Anything else you want to say?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Next Friday, tune in, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yes, definitely.
We'll woke up this morning with a look for a job. I went down to Canada and said, no way, nah. My girl, she loves me, but she can only take so much. I got to find something to do before they spend a lot. Love can't do me. Got to get rid of you. Not work hard. You did, but the work you're doing now, love can't do, baby. I got to get rid of it. Long as I can remember, I've been crying about these low cash blues. I can't remember. I've been crying about these low cash blues.